You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and I'm here at the Visionary 2024 conference with Kevin Gregory, the Chief Executive of Merton Vision. Hi, Kevin. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you very much.
So can you tell us a bit about Merton Vision and what you do?
Yep, I can. We are a sight loss organisation based in Southwest London in Colliers Wood. We have two branches of support that we provide visually impaired residents of Merton. We have a statutory contract which we provide rehabilitation services to newly visually impaired people or people that are requiring further training in their journey. We also hold the register of visually impaired people in Merton, so we know all the new clients that are coming through. We also have the statutory contract to work with children within schools and within their homes. So we provide services, mobility, independent living skills training. We give out communication needs, and we also provide some well-being and mental health counselling service. And our second role that we do is we have a voluntary sector which we provide through, usually through the rehab process or through direct referrals. We go out to people living in their homes and provide a service where we ask them what they would like us to do, and that might be to come to our centre where we've got coffee mornings, lunch clubs. We also do exercise groups. We teach Braille. We have a number of different centre-based activities, but we also provide things locally in and around Merton, and we provide a number of outings, summer outings and visits to different places of interest. But what we like to do is we just like to ask people, you know, a person-centred approach, what would you like us to do? And hopefully we can help to facilitate that. So it may well be that they've got problems with benefits or with housing, or it may just well be that they're socially isolated and want some interaction. And we provide that support across any visually impaired person living in Merton.
Yeah, it sounds like a huge number of different services and support that you provide people. Have you noticed anything different or different types of support that people are asking at the moment or that you expect to become more prominent in the future?
Yeah, I think technology is obviously the main area where we have an IT accessible support worker who goes out and provides both digital and computer accessible software support. That's, you know, becoming more and more prominent in regards to tablets and smartphones and that sort of thing. So yes, we do that, and that's obviously expanding, and we need to cover more and more areas around that. But other than that, I think it is just, you know, the general support that we've always provided. It hasn't changed really. It's become more complex with people's individual needs, but I think the support has remained pretty much the same.
And what are you most looking forward to about the conference this year? What are you hoping to get out of it?
There's always something to take away. There's always something to learn. There's always people to meet. And I just think that, as I say, it's pretty much full on for, you know, 48 hours. But I think that these things are vital to, you know, there is no real other means of learning about what's going on, what other organisations are doing. So bringing everyone together like this and putting on the excellent workshops that they do, I just think it's, you know, it's a no-brainer. You've got to come.
Fantastic. And where is the best place for people to find out more about Merton Vision and what you do?
www.mertonvision.org.uk, where we have a website which is actually being reformed now. So at the moment the old one's on, but within a week or two the brand new version should be up and running. Or you can contact us via email at info@mertonvision.org.uk.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Kevin Gregory from Merton Vision, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.